The economy may be slowly improving, but the federal deficit is not. Amity Schles has the second of two opposing commentaries on the deficit.
Everyone seems to think that the recent deficit figures show that the Bush administration is uniquely irresponsible. After all, the deficit number is now over $450 billion, 4.2% of gross domestic product. This when we had a surplus just a few years ago. Democrats portray the shift as a national emergency caused by President Bush's advisor, Karl Rove. Senator Joe Lieberman, who is running for president, complains that American families are swimming against a current of red ink. The problem of the 2003 deficit is indeed real. The government should cut back. Republicans and Democrats have both been spending like maniacs. But the meaning of a single deficit number is not quite as dire as the critics are making out. A deficit figure for 1 year represents a snapshot of the federal household at a specific moment, nothing more. All it tells us is that at the moment the picture is taken, the government is spending more money than it has. There have been plenty of other years when the deficit was wider when compared to the whole economy. And the budget report also predicts that the deficit will narrow in a couple of years. So the annual deficit isn't a big problem, but there are other budget numbers that look further into the future, and they do show a national emergency. Future costs for Social Security and Medicare run into the trillions, and there is no money to fund them. You would think, therefore, that everyone would be talking about cutting back Social Security and Medicare. But in fact, they are doing exactly the opposite. Democrats and Republicans both want to expand Medicare by adding prescription drug coverage. Indeed, many of the people who are fussing about the deficit are the same ones pushing hardest for this new entitlement. These benefits will cost many billions, $400 billion in just 10 years, according to the Congressional Budget Office. That's more than the cost of the tax cut passed this spring. It's time for Democrats and Republicans to get consistent. You can complain about the deficit all you want, or you can support the new drug benefit in the name of humane help for senior citizens, no matter the cost. But you cannot do both.
The comments of Amity Schles, a columnist for the Financial Times.